Shalom, saints of God. You are welcome to this week daily devotion. I am your brother, Ilesomi Onile, anchoring this daily devotion from Lokoja, Nigeria. I would like to appreciate our beloved brethren in Zambia for coordinating this platform where we fellowship with one another. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks unto you this day. Thank you for this day that thou hast made. We are glad in it. Let your name, O Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, I commit this day into your hands. Let it be a day of blessing unto every one of us. Cause us to walk in the very center of your will throughout this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, even in this daily devotion, Lord, that your name and your name alone might be glorified. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. Amen. Through the grace of God, we shall be sharing a thought with this title, The Father's House. Jesus Christ mentioned about his Father's house in two different places in the Gospel of John. By the grace of God, be able to look at some of these scriptures to establish what Jesus Christ was actually saying concerning his Father's house. Want to look at what is the Father's house. May the Lord help us as we proceed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Father's house speaks of the dwelling place of the Almighty God, often refers to as the house of God. It is very important to establish the fact that God does not actually dwell in a temple made with hands. Apostle Paul confirmed this fact while he was addressing the people of Athens, as recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 17. I would like to start my reading from that place, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, reading from verses 23 to 25. I read. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription: To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Amen. We can see what Paul was trying to tell the people of Athens, yeah, who were ignorant of God. He made them to understand that God of heaven and earth, the God that created the heaven and the earth, does not actually dwell in temples made with hands. May the Lord help us as we look at the Father's house. This fact is very important for us to come to the understanding of what the Father's house is speaking of, especially as Jesus Christ presented it in those portion of the scriptures in the book of John. I would like us to read from the first one, that is John chapter 2. I will start to read from verse 12 and maybe through some other verses until we get to verse 21. Let us read. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold those, take these things hence, make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. He was referring to that temple as the house of God. He said, my Father's house. The temple was referred to as the Father's house. And his disciples remember that it was written, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Let's see the reply of Jesus Christ. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Actually, when they heard this, they thought it was speaking of the physical temple where they were, and they actually misunderstood him. We can see that in the next verse there. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and without rear it up in 3 days. What we're telling him is that, look, it took 46 years to build this temple, and you are saying that you are going to destroy it, and just in a matter of 3 days, you raise it up again. Verse 21 made us to understand, but he spake of the temple of his body. Now, he was talking about his father's house when he was addressing them to take their businesses out of that premises. He referred to that temple as the Father's house. And as he continued his discussion with them, he just said, destroy this temple. They couldn't understand the temple he was speaking of. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. But we are made to understand that he was speaking of the temple of his body. So, Jesus spoke of two types of temples here. The temple built by hands and the temple of his body. These two temples reveal a mystery concerning the dwelling place of the Almighty God. The temple of Solomon is a physical symbol representing the body of Christ as the temple of God. Wherefore, when he comes into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, according to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. So, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. As we have said before, God does not dwell in any temple made with hands. But he dwells in man that he created in his own image. Therefore, the salvation plan of God for mankind is to bring us into the body of Christ, where God dwells. We are baptized by one spirit into the body of Christ, and the spirit of God dwells in us as soon as we are baptized by this spirit. And we are the temple of God because the spirit of God dwells in us. Before we conclude this sharing this morning, I would like to say this, that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But if the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, it makes you a temple of God. So please examine yourself this morning if you are in Christ Jesus. Examine yourself this morning if you have gotten the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There are many people in the physical church. They come and fellowship in our places of worship. They identify with the church, but they are yet to come to the experience we are talking about. It is not too late. Please seek for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ensure that you have the Spirit of God in you. For it is the will of the Father to give the Holy Ghost to as many that we desire it, for as many that we ask for it, for as many that we pray for it. The Father is always ready to give the Holy Spirit. For that is the only way we can have access even to the Father's house. For Jesus is the way to this Father's house. By the grace of God, we shall continue this sharing tomorrow, trusting God that the Spirit of God will reveal every truth that we need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shalom. God bless you.